It's all over the payoff that civil servants get when they take voluntary or compulsory redundancies, which have historically been incredibly generous. They get up to 3 years' pay, and the government wants to reduce that to 2 years' pay, a cap of 2 years on the amount of money you can get, underpinned by £50,000. So no one would get less than £50,000. The PCS, the Public and Commercial Services Union, says that the reason it's so generous was because when Thatcher designed it, it was in recognition of the very low pay that people in the civil service get. And these are people who work in benefits offices, tax offices, ports and
No, I've just had
airports.
speaking to Ian, don't worry.
And so the idea was they got slightly better payoffs if they were laid off. The government's argument is that it's far more generous than the private sector, and it costs a lot of money, and if they do what they're intending to do, they'll save
It's
£500 million over
they
3 years.
Still a very damaging series of strikes just coming up to the general election. Can the government resolve this dispute without industrial action taking place?
Well, what's so interesting about this is that the PCS is being incredibly strident about how it's approaching this. They're really going for the maximum disruption and embarrassment for the government in the run-up to the election. And they'll be targeting marginal seats, trying to do their best to be really difficult for the government. They're saying that, all likelihood, if we get a Tory government, they're expecting a Conservative government to be even harsher on the civil service than a Labour government. So they're trying to make some wins while they think they can. I mean, what's happened last night was that the government rushed through a deal with the other unions. So they've got the five other unions that work in the civil service to sign up to this deal. And they say that PCS is out on a limb. The problem is PCS represents about 270,000 civil service workers, and the other unions represent just over 100,000 between them. So they've still got a problem on their hands.